This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Brett Mega Show.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news?
Okay.
Let's hear it.
So out in South Bend, Indiana, there's this guy, Mo, who had this like old 2000 Chevy Silverado truck that had literally been through everything imaginable. I saw a picture of it, and it literally doesn't even look drivable. Like, the rear, it was rear-ended and, like, smashed, has busted windows, wires are hanging off of it. It just looks absolutely...
I saw that story, Hannah, and people thought that truck was AI.
Yeah,
could
like,
not
it
believe
looks...
It truly was drivable.
It doesn't look real. It's definitely a head-turner, but the people in South Bend, Indiana, specifically this guy who owned, like, an auto body detailing shop, instead of just, like, pointing and laughing at it and being like, oh my gosh, this is crazy that you drive this, he actually created a GoFundMe for this guy, Mo, and people raised over $25,000 for Mo and got him enough money to where Mo could buy a 2019 Chevy Silverado truck instead of driving around this car that had like every issue imaginable in it.
Such a cool story.
Yes.
Cool. Congrats to Mo and his new ride.
Yeah. Look at that.
The polls are open.
Brett Mega Show poll of the day. AB, you've been having body issues, I feel like, the entire...
Yeah, my throat won't stop gurgling.
And your stomach's making
And my stomach.
It's like hearing on the show if you hear a... in the back. It's her.
Let's talk about like what frustrating thing you'd rather have. Would you rather have hiccups for the rest of your life or that constant feeling like you have to sneeze but you can't?
For me, I would pick hiccups because that basically already happens to me every time after I eat, I get the hiccups.
Do you really?
Wow.
I'm surprised you guys haven't
apparently
noticed
that means you're eating too fast.
Yeah, that would check
sense,
out.
Yeah, I can't do the hiccup thing. So I'll do the, even though I hate both of those choices, I'll do the, like, I can't sneeze thing.
As long as the hiccups don't hurt, I don't think it'd be that annoying, to be honest.
No, it's the most annoying.
It's very annoying.
No, you can't even like complete a sentence. Or, like when you feel like you have to sneeze, it is the worst feeling. But for some reason, there's like when you actually do sneeze, it's like the best feeling ever.
Mm. But so you would never get that.
I know. But like, I just don't associate it with it. Like, there's nothing good about the hiccups. Like, I can never associate anything good about the hiccups. It just sucks. It is just so annoying.
I feel like with the sneeze thing, it feels like I have to pee at the same time. So I'm like holding in pee and sneeze, and that's just a lot.
Let it all out.
The polls are open. Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
We get it, especially if you have kids. You're like, I'm barely trying to get out of the house, trying to make these lunches, trying to get out the door. I don't have time to be scrolling through the internet, see what's trending. We'll do it for you. I'll read a headline, and Hannah tells me either keep it moving or tell me more. You'll know what's trending in the next 2 minutes. These are things that people need to stop caring about in 2026.
Ooh, what are they?
Responding to texts as soon as possible. Just chill.
I've been on this trend for a while.
Keeping up with people you grew up with or grew apart from. Like, we don't need to be like stalking them on social media and then wondering if can with. Just live your life, keep your circle, stop worrying and getting caught up in that.
That's a fine line, but yeah.
Trendy clothes. That's a fine line. I like to stalk people.
Well, I mean, I do think it's a two-way street to put in effort. If you miss them, you should say something, but... stalking, you don't have to do that.
Trendy clothes?
Forget that.
Other people's opinions of you?
How about other people's opinion of your clothes? How about that?
The holidays, they say. Some said they just like Christmas and worrying about all of the, like, gotta get everything right, and it's like panic, and you're stressed about it for like 11 months of the year. Like, oh my God, I gotta start planning for Christmas already.
That's not worth it.
Buying a house, AB felt that stress.
It's
like, I just need to stop caring about it. Mm-hmm. And the last thing is things you can't control. Yes.
That's been on the list for 90 years straight.
We're all doing great with that. Which parts of your body are the most sensitive to pain? The answer might surprise you.
Ooh, what?
Any guesses? Where do you think, like, all of it hurts?
I think your nose is really sensitive. Like, if you
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Pimple on your nose, that hurts so bad.
Ball of your feet.
Forehead.
Really?
Recent studies showed forehead and fingertips are parts of our bodies that have the most sensitive to pain and can hurt you the most. Football in your brain.
No,
it's not.
It's supposed to be good for your brain, okay? All right, we're out of time because, well, we mentioned football. Now the girls are mad.
Brett, better keep it, keep it. Brett, better keep it moving.
Hannah's homeschool.
Did somebody just beat this girl already?
No.
Oh, it's Hannah's homeschool. It's on the Brett Mega Show. Julie, you think you could be the one?
I've only tied in the past, so I'm going to say no.
No.
Come on, Julie.
This is it. You're finally going to get that W. I can feel it.
Oh, thank you.
All right, Hannah. Leave the room. We're going to help Julie a lot. What does that sound?
She's really good.
That's like the door squeaking is on your way out. Thank goodness. All right, Hannah's leaving. She is officially gone. Let's do this, Julie. 5 pop culture questions. Hannah leaves the room because I asked you guys both the same questions, so it's fair. She can't hear the questions or the answers. Let's go. Who hosted the Golden Globes recently?
Me, Glazer.
Boom. All right, we're 1-for-1. What was the Golden Globe winner for best drama in a movie?
Oh, I didn't get that far with it.
Respect.
Is it Hamnet?
Oh, Hamnet. What a great show, but unfortunately, no.
Dang it. Okay.
Good guess.
Alan Cumming just got a star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame. He is the host of what reality competition show?
Oh, Dancing with the Stars? No. Oh, God.
Do you want to phone a friend?
I'll phone a friend.
Go ahead. You could choose AB or Kevin.
Oh, AB.
Traitors.
Yay. AB's on the bandwagon.
This is the first season I'm actually watching.
It's awesome, isn't it?
It's good so far.
Don't call me that so far. Don't give me. It's good, but. No, it's good. All right. 2 out of 3. Here we go. This steamy show is getting tons of buzz about a gay couple that competes against each other in hockey. What is the show called?
Oh, my gosh, you guys. These are really hard.
This is a hard one, yeah? It's getting a lot of buzz.
Is it We Are Who We Are?
No.
That's the only one I know.
And then who is playing in the college football national championship?
Oh.
Just need one team.
Alabama?
Not Alabama. 2 out of 5. It's okay. These are tricky questions. We're going to see how Hannah does. We'll bring her back in, okay?
Thanks.
Hannah's homeschool. Hannah's homeschool.
We got Hannah walking back into the studio. Julie trying to give Hannah her first loss of 2026. She is currently undefeated. Julie, how do you feel?
Not spectacular.
Oh, boy.
It's the questions. Whoever wrote the questions sucked.
Yeah. Seriously.
Man. Right, Julie? That guy.
No, you just have to be watch a little more TV than I did this past week.
Well, Hannah likes to go to bed early.
Watch a lot of TV.
So we'll see. All right, here we go. We'll ask Hannah the same questions. You got to get at least a 2 out of 5, okay?
Okay.
Who hosted the Golden Globes?
Nikki Glaser.
Boom. Golden Globe winner for best drama in a movie was?
It's the one that won the most Golden Globes. One Thing at a Time?
No.
One more?
You're close, though. That's what you're bad. One battle after another.
Yes!
One thing at a time will not count.
I knew it was something like that.
Also, you covered it, but that's cool.
I did. I watched the Golden Globes, the whole thing.
Julie, we're back in the game. Here we go. Alan Cumming just got a star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame. He is the host of what reality competition show?
Traitors!
Whoa.
Okay. Wow.
You got to get on it. You got AB on it.
I do.
This steamy show is getting a ton of buzz about a gay couple that competes against each other in hockey.
Oh, my gosh. This got so many mentions at the Golden Globes.
Yeah.
So many mentions. They presented an award, too. And we've talked about it in the studio endless times.
A lot of people talking about it. Probably one of the biggest shows right now.
Heated Rivalry?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Nice job.
And I'm really up to date on the big buzz stuff.
Yeah.
And then name one team playing in the college football national championship.
Miami.
That is correct. Yeah. Indiana versus Miami national championship. 4 out of 5, Hannah. Julie, she got you today. She stays undefeated.
Congratulations.
Julie's so nice. All right. But you got to say this is Julie, and I got schooled by Hannah.
This is Julie, and I got schooled by Hannah.
Undefeated Hannah.
Hannah's homeschool.
Mega Minds.
See if you can be the one who figures out the Brett Mega Show Megamind question of the day. 30% of parents use their kids as an excuse to buy what?
I'm going to say alcohol.
Oh, it's the reason they buy alcohol is because of the kids? Okay.
Driving me up a wall. All right. I need to relax.
I was going to say toys.
Toys?
I use my kids for an excuse for anything.
I bought this
they're
for the kids.
They're going
to play with
right.
it. That's yeah. right. All right. Yeah, I know they're in college, in high school, but still.
They really wanted this G.I.
Exactly.
Joe action
yes,
figure.
You know it.
I'm going to say chocolate milk.
Dang, someone's got it correct. Good
guess. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's either alcohol, like, oh my God, my kids are forcing me to drink here, or it's the toys that they secretly want to play with themselves, or it's chocolate milk because it's delicious and you say, I bought it for the kids, but you're the one who drinks it. Who do you think got it correct? 855-444-MEGA. I'll tell you who got it right next on the Brett Mega Show.
Mega Minds.
Someone actually got the Megamind question of the day correct here on the Brett Mega Show. 30% of parents use their kids as an excuse to buy what? Hannah, your guess was?
Liquor.
Kevin?
I said toys.
And I said chocolate milk.
We're taking off alcohol. Dry January.
Mm. Oh.
It is actually a kid's item that you're like, oh, I bought it for the kids, but you indulge in it. Is it toys or is it chocolate milk? Hannah, who do you think got it right?
I think it's chocolate milk.
It is chocolate milk.
No way,
wow.
Yeah.
Nice
baby.
Job,
that
baby.
Was a very far out answer.
Yeah.
I
you buy
like.
The chocolate milk. Oh no, we got it for the
I
kids.
I buy myself right. chocolate milk, and I live alone.
It's so good. Mm-hmm. Like honestly, yeah,
it's respectable.
Yeah. Parents, is there a movie that your kids just watch on repeat? I don't know what it is about kids, but they just watch the same movie over and over and over again. 855-444-MEGA. If you have a movie that your kids watch and you've seen like 1,000 times and you can repeat every line, what was it for you? 855-444-6342. We actually don't do like a lot of movies, and now I know why. Because we watched literally one movie around Thanksgiving, and now I've seen this movie 500 times, maybe 1,000.
Really?
6 million times. I don't think it's ever going to end. And I had to convince my kids to watch this freaking movie because we were going to do like a movie night on Thanksgiving break. And we're getting into the holiday season. Mm-hmm. And I thought the 2018 version with Benedict Cumberbatch, Keenan Thompson's in it,
yeah.
of Mr. Grinch.
You're a mean one, Mr.
Love
Grinch.
That movie.
Yeah.
I thought it looked cute. And we watched it on Thanksgiving. It was awesome. The movie was so good. I was like, I was into it. I was like, this Grinch is legit.
I love the soundtrack. Yeah.
The Jim Carrey one, I think, is weird. The old school Dr. Seuss one's kind of weird, too. This 2018 version, I was like hooked. I'm like, this is a movie as dad I could sit down and enjoy. Now I know every single line.
Oh,
we're in the middle of January. And my kids, like, literally, last time we did a movie night, he's like, we're going to watch Grinch. I'm like, can we pick any other movie for movie night?
You should have come up with a rule like the day after Christmas, the Grinch is done.
Right, yeah.
We would never do movie night. Because they don't like, I was like pitching out of their trailers. Like, nah, Grinch this. It's so funny. I think I'm going to be watching the Grinch in the 4th of July. Did every parents go through this? Because I did it for my parents. I don't know if this is a true story or not. This is how I remember it as a kid, which I think is so funny. We used to go to Blockbuster, you know, back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
I got the movie rentals. I went and rented 101 Dalmatians so many times that the lady gave it to us.
That's
I think that's what happened. My parents might have just bought it and then told me she gave it to us for free. But the lady, I remember saying, you could just keep it. You guys are here every day. That's how many times I watched 101 Dalmatians.
My daughter, when she was little, loved that.
Really?
I mean, used to watch it all the time. And it would be like, puppies, daddy, daddy.
Loved Lucky. Loved Lucky.
Loved it.
Like Patch. It. Loved them all, man. I watched it so many times they gave it to me. That's how I remember it.
Yeah.
When I watch my nephews, specifically my nephew Palmer, he is obsessed with two movies in particular that I can quote them through and through. The first one is Shrek, which actually is a really enjoyable movie, so I love that one. And the second one is Despicable Me, and that's probably his favorite because he has some fascination with like villains. Like, he thinks the villain parts where, like, people, like, blow up and stuff is so funny.
That's funny.
He's 2 years old, and he just, like, ever since he was a baby, just laughs and laughs and laughs at that. So,
Those two movies are always on at all my family's houses.
It's funny to me, Brett, that you brought up Blockbuster, because my sisters and I, we would go to Blockbuster and we would find the most niche movies that I think nobody in the entire world has ever seen but my family.
Really?
So we would always end up, like, we couldn't find this movie anywhere else. We would always have to buy it from Blockbuster. And one of them was called American Mall. And we would watch that on repeat. And it was basically just a worse High School Musical.
Really?
Yes.
Never heard of American Mall.
Yeah. Wow. No. I've never met anybody else who's seen it.
Crazy. You know, I think about this. Okay, when I'm at home and we have like several channels that will just show this movie on repeat. And it was a film that came out when I was a kid that I couldn't go to because I would be too scared about the exploding head, the end.
Okay.
And it's Indiana Jones.
Snakes. Why did it have to be snakes?
Every time that movie's on, I stop what I'm doing and I gotta watch. It is so good.
I love how Kevin submitted a movie. Like, so it could be you too. Like, I just watch it over and over and over again. Is it a movie for your kids? Because for some reason, kids, once they get locked in on a movie, that's all they want to see. They just don't want to watch, like, venture out. Like, this is it. I know it. I want to learn the lines. Kids do like repetition, so it makes sense. What movie was it for you, for your kids? Was it Frozen? Was it Shrek? Was it The Grinch that you just watched on repeat? 855-444-MEGA. What movie did you guys watch over and over and over again? 855-444-6342. What is the movie that your kids just watched on repeat over and over and over again? As mom and dad, you probably could repeat it over and over, you know, every single line. I feel like it's never going to end. We're watching The Grinch. It's like the only movie. We're not like a big movie family. And thank God, because I feel like they're just getting stuck on watching this freaking movie. Started around Thanksgiving. We're in the middle of January, and it's the only movie we want to watch on movie night, family movie night. 855-444-MEGA. What movie did you watch over and over and over as a kid, or you had kids and they just watched it over and over again? Jennifer?
Yeah, it was me as a kid. I watched Beetlejuice. I could not get enough Beetlejuice.
Wow. I was always scared of that.
Beetlejuice? Did you watch it so many times? Like, because that's old school. Like, in the VHS, did you have to, like, always rewind it?
Yeah. We had one of those rewinder machines. And
nice.
I watched it so much, I broke it.
Oh, man.
It, like, snapped in the cassette, and then I was completely crushed. I was like, Mom, it broke. And she's like, well, I guess it's the end of that.
Yeah, right.
Mom was so thankful.
They never bought me a replacement copy. They took it as, like, thank God.
Oh, yeah, wow.
Mom, it's a sign.
Mom celebrated after that. Thank you so much for the
call. It's a sign that you're ready to move on. We just got a text saying that the movie that their kids watch over and over again was Monsters, Inc. And I love that. That's such a sweet one.
I've only seen Monsters, Inc. once. Is it like Sully? Sully is Monsters?
Yeah, Sully and Mike Wazowski.
Mike, always watching.
That's funny.
That was really good, Kevin.
This is another Pixar movie. Natasha, what movie did your kids watch over and over and over again?
The original Cars movie.
Lightning McQueen, Legend.
Yes.
That one makes me sad for some reason.
Why? There's nothing sad in it.
Because, like, when he wants to leave the town and he messes up the road, it was sad.
I feel like of all the movies, like, Up, I get, like, why people are sad.
I hate Up, yeah.
Because it's
so
sad. But Cars, he just, like, goes to Radiator Springs, meets some cool people, and then wins a race.
Falls in love.
I can't believe Cars.
Come on.
Mater is hilarious.
Yes.
I can't believe Cars makes you sad. Abby, I feel like a lot of parents have felt this pain. What movie did your kids just watch over and over and over again?
We took like a 15-hour drive to Florida, and we ended up putting Frozen on for the first time for my toddler. And we watched it the entire trip and still watch it about 6 times a day.
Wow.
My 2-year-old knows all the words, and we actually, her request had to dress up as all of the Frozen characters for Halloween. She, of course, had to be Elsa. My 10-year-old was Anna. My husband was Sven, and I was Olaf.
That's awesome. Yeah. And I also think you won by being Olaf. Olaf is cool.
Exactly. Olaf is
the best.
That's probably the movie we have the most text about is Frozen. I don't know what they put in that thing.
It was like crack for kids.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag game. baby, it's ready, so here we go.
So arguably one of the biggest moments at the Golden Globes this year was Nikki Glaser roasting Leonardo DiCaprio that basically nobody knows anything about him other than the fact that he likes to date younger women.
I'm sorry I made that joke. It's cheap. You know what? I tried not to, but like, we don't know anything else about you, man. Like, there's nothing else. Like, open up. I'm serious. I looked. I searched. The most in-depth interview you've ever given was in Teen Beat magazine in 1991. Is your favorite food still pasta, pasta, and more pasta?
Leo looked at her like, it is.
It is, yeah.
Honestly thought he was so impressed that she had actually done the research. He was like, damn, I remember that interview. Yeah, that was a good one. That's the look Leo had on his face.
So now, naturally, people have dug up that 1991
interview.
And sure enough, Leo did say on that interview that his favorite food is pasta, pasta, more pasta. But the interview was so cute. Leo was just like a little baby when he did this. And it was just like a simple questionnaire that like asked the most simple questions ever. So some of the other facts we learned about Leo is that his worst subject in school was math. Same. Favorite colors, black and purple. Favorite hobby, I thought this was interesting, collecting fossils.
Really?
That's so cute.
This is why Leo's still getting with 30-year-old. This is still Leo at heart now.
Yes, and this one was my favorite fact about him. His favorite record that he ever bought in 1991 was this.
Thriller!
Oh, yeah.
One of my favorite songs of all time.
Thanks to Nikki Glaser, now we know a lot about Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, yeah, do new, we? New respect for that little fossil lover.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. Hashtag, baby, it's done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Does anyone out there have these stories? It's probably not common, right? Where you found out you were pregnant in the most interesting and strange way. Not like, oh, I took an at-home pregnancy test because we were trying and then we found out we were pregnant. I'm talking about like, you went to the doctor for a different reason. They're like, just by the way, I know you're here for surgery, but you're also pregnant.
Oh, my gosh.
855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. Or even like maybe like your spidey senses went off. Like all of a sudden you weren't taking a pregnancy test, but all of a sudden you like ate a food that you hated when you were pregnant, and all of a sudden you tasted it, and you're like, oh my God, I'm pregnant, because this food tastes disgusting. Something like that. Like, all of a sudden, moms just kind of know, like, oh my God, I'm pregnant again. Without even taking a test, you knew you were pregnant. How did you find out? 855-444-6342. It made me think of this, and I'm like, oh my God, this probably never happens. As a woman went in to the, like, dentist. AB, you lived at the dentist for what?
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it.
And I guess they like ask you like, hey, if we're going to put you under, we got to make sure you're not pregnant. We can't do that. And she's like, oh no, I'm not pregnant. It's like, yeah, well, we should just do a test to make sure. We want to make sure we're being safe. And the lady came back. It's like, yeah, we're not going to be able to do this today. You're pregnant. And
oh,
she's
wow.
like, no, no, I'm not.
Oh my gosh.
And like freaked out. I was like, oh my God. I don't know how common that happens, but that's crazy. Like that's nuts.
I can't. Even imagine.
Hannah's freaking right, out. Yeah.
New fear and not doing anything.
Hannah's like, I'm never going to the doctor again.
No.
Yeah, anyone out there find out they were pregnant in the most interesting way? Wasn't the way you expected to find out you were pregnant? How? 855-444-6342. We want to hear interesting stories right after Olivia Dean on Y98 St. Louis. I think this is so interesting. I read this story about this woman who went in to get like to the dentist, go get like a tooth removed or whatever, and they have to like put you under, and they can't do that if you're pregnant. So they asked her, like, are you pregnant? She's like, nah. She's like, well, we should run a test to make sure. We're just being cautious. Came back. Yep. We're going to have to reschedule this. You're pregnant.
Oh, man.
How did you find out you were pregnant in an interesting way? Not like an at-home pregnancy test. 855-444-6342. 855-444-MEGA. Heather had a very similar story. Was told, though, she cannot have kids. So she was under the impression she wouldn't be a mom.
Yeah.
And went into the doctor and was getting a cyst removed. And they're like, oh, no, you're pregnant. We're not going to be able to do this surgery today.
Wow.
Well, that's a blessing.
Yeah. Found out in the most interesting way. Let's go to Sarah. Sarah, how did you find out you were pregnant?
So I found out that I was borderline diabetic and I had to lose some weight. I went to the gym and I went to weight loss doctor. I lost 150 pounds.
Wow.
Well, they don't tell you that whenever you lose weight fast, that your fertility goes up.
Oh.
And they also don't tell you that whenever you lose weight, you can lose your period.
Yeah.
Well, I lost my period in like January, and I went in May for like a regular gyno checkup every year. Well, when I went in for my gyno checkup, I was 18 weeks pregnant.
Oh, wow. 18 weeks.
I was pregnant, and I came out and finding out I was having a boy.
Was you
like, yeah. They're like, okay, you're about to deliver, so.
Yeah, that 20-week that 20-week appointment is when you get all the information.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so they're like, oh, we're already here. Okay, cool.
What a crazy woman visit.
Thank you so much for the call and congratulations. This is crazy because this just literally happened to Peyton days ago.
What?
So 3 or 4 days ago, I was in the kitchen, normally like I always am, cooking. I walk out of the kitchen, I go to my room, which is like 3 rooms away from the kitchen, and I can smell bananas. And when I was pregnant with my first daughter, I remember being in the bathtub and her father opening a banana peel and like putting the peel in the trash can. I'm like, that smells disgusting. I was like, what, did you just open a banana? Well, I smelled bananas in my room 3 days ago, and I took a pregnancy test, and I am pregnant. And I
just because you can smell a banana?
From rooms away. You're like, it's back.
From like 3 rooms away. I was like, this is gross. I can't stand bananas when I'm pregnant. I love them when I'm not, but that was my tell. I was like, I know I'm pregnant.
Your banana kryptonite and superpower smells are back.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Yes. Well, congratulations.
Thank you. We're very excited. It was a surprise, obviously, but we are excited.
Well, we're super excited for you. Congratulations. And if you want to name baby Brett, that's totally cool. You go ahead and do that.
Oh,
you
have my auntie.
I will definitely keep that in mind.
Thank you so much for the call. That was crazy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.